يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا.
Believers, remember Allah much.
وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا.
And glorify Him morning and evening.
هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما.
It is He who lavishes His blessings on you, and His angels invoke blessings on you, that He may lead you out of darkness into light. He is most compassionate to the believers.
تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما.
On the day they meet Him, they will be greeted with peace. He has prepared for them a generous reward.
يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا.
O Prophet, we have sent you forth as a witness, a bearer of good tidings, and a warner.
وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا.
As one who calls people to Allah by His leave, and as a bright shining lamp.
وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا.
Announce to the believers the good tidings that Allah has kept bounteous blessings in store for them.
ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا.
Do not yield to the unbelievers and the hypocrites, and disregard the hurt that comes from them, and put your trust in Allah. Allah suffices as the guardian to entrust one's affairs to, and disregard the hurt that comes from them.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, was asked to disregard the opponent's hostile criticism of his marriage.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نكحتم المؤمنات ثم طلقتموهن من قبل أن تمسوهن فما لكم عليهن من عدة تعتدونها فمتعوهن وسرحوهن سراحا جميلا.
Believers, when you marry believing women and then divorce them before you have touched them, you may not require them to observe a waiting period that you might reckon against them. So make provision for them and release them in an honorable manner.
يا أيها النبي إنا أحللنا لك أزواجك التي آتيت أجورهن وما ملكت يمينك مما أفاء الله عليك وبنات عمك وبنات خالك وبنات خالاتك اللاتي هاجرن معك وامرأة مؤمنة إن وهبت نفسها للنبي إن أراد النبي أن يستنكحها خالصة لك من دون المؤمنين قد علمنا ما فرضنا عليهم في أزواجهم وما ملكت أيمانهم لكي لا يكون عليك حرج وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا
O Prophet, we have made lawful for you your wives whose bridal dues you have paid, and the slave girls you possess from among the prisoners of war, granted to you by Allah, and the daughters of your paternal uncles and paternal aunts, and the daughters of your maternal uncles and maternal aunts who have migrated with you, and a believing woman who gives herself to the Prophet and whom he wants to take in marriage. O Prophet, this privilege is yours alone to the exclusion of other believers. We know well what restrictions we have imposed upon them as regards their wives and those whom their right hands possess, and have exempted you from those restrictions, that there may be no constraint upon you. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. O Prophet, we have made lawful for you your wives whose bridal dues you have paid.
This answered the criticism of those who said that the Prophet, peace be upon him, forbade others to keep more than four wives, but he himself had taken a fifth. It is pertinent to mention that at that time the Prophet, peace be upon him, already had four wives, namely Aisha, Sauda, Hafsa, and Salama.
And a believing woman who gives herself to the Prophet and whom he wants to take in marriage.
That is, in addition to these five wives, for instance, Zainab and the four mentioned in note 15 above, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was also permitted to take other wives belonging to the categories mentioned in the present verse.
تُرْجِي مَن تَشَاءُ مِنْهُنَّ وَتُؤْوِي إِلَيْكَ مَن تَشَاءُ وَمَنِ ابْتَغَيْتَ مِمَّنْ عَزَلْتَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكَ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ تَقَرَّ أَعْيُنُهُنَّ وَلَا يَحْزَنَّ وَيَرْضَيْنَ بِمَا آتَيْتَهُنَّ كُلُّهُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَلِيمًا
Of them, you may put off any of them you wish, and you may take any of them whom you wish, and you may call back any of those whom you had temporarily set aside. There will be no blame on you on this account. It is likelier that they will thus be comforted and will not grieve, and every one of them will be well pleased with what you give them. Allah knows what is in your hearts. Allah is all-knowing, all-forbearing.
لا يحل لك النساء من بعد ولا أن تبدل بهن من أزواج ولو أعجبك حسنهن إلا ما ملكت يمينك وكان الله على كل شيء رقيبا
Thereafter, women will not be lawful for you. And it will not be lawful for you to take other wives in place of them, even though their beauty might please you, unless they be those whom your right hand owns. Allah is watchful over everything, even though their beauty might please you.
This directive has two meanings. First, that except for the women with whom the Prophet's marriage was declared to be lawful in verse 50 above, none else was lawful for him. Second, it was stressed that the Prophet's wives had made up their minds to put up with every kind of straitened circumstance. They had chosen to live with him through thick and thin, and had spurned the world and its allurements in order to achieve success and felicity in the hereafter. They had also clearly indicated their satisfaction with whatever treatment might be meted out to them by the Prophet, peace be upon him. In view of all this, it was no longer lawful for him to divorce any of his wives and to replace them with others.
Unless they be those whom your right hand owns.
This verse makes it clear that it is lawful to have conjugal relations with one's slave girls, in addition to the women whom one has contracted in marriage. Furthermore, their maximum number is not specified. This point is also mentioned in Al-Nisa 4, 3, Al-Mu'minun 23:6, and Al-Miraj 70:30.